Okay, so hey everybody on Anchor, I'm helping Ashley tune her guitar. She's got the first string tuned.
Anchor.
Good job. I'm helping her tune with Bill Brown's awesome chorus intro to the guitar for the visually impaired. I got mine tuned last night, and now I'm helping her. So now that middle knob on the bottom row is going to do your second string.
Okay. Can you play the note again?
Well, for the second string, it's supposed to sound...
Here's my second string.
Like this. Bing.
Okay, so right now it's...
Right now it's doing, because it's loose.
Wait. This is fun.
Oops. Now you have to pluck only that second string.
Oh, that sounded cool.
Boom.
That's really cool.
No, why does it want to hit against the other one? Okay, you need to strum it over like that sound hole.
That's what I'm doing.
It's going to hit that one. They will.
Here it is again.
Bing.
Almost there.
Second string.
Almost.
Keep going. Bing.
Almost. I can hear it.
You want to pluck it as you're turning that knob. That way you know...
Tuning a piano is fun.
I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they tune a piano. Bing.
Here it is again.
No, you got to keep going up. You want to go bing. Bing. Go up. Up, up, up.
That sounded cool.
Keep going up. Almost there. Keep going.
Here it is again.
Almost.
Just a little bit more. Turn the knob. Oh, you almost have it. Turn it just a little bit.
Second string.
A little bit. Turn it more. Just a little bit. Bing.
One more.
Just a little bit. Right there.
Sounds again.
Whoa. Yep.
So play it. Bing.
So I've got.
There you go. You have your.
Here is my
that
third.
One and. Ooh.
Okay. So okay, ready for your third one?
Yep.
String.
Bing.
That one just goes. It's very loose.
Yeah, you have to loosen it, tighten it up. And like mine did, yours is going to start going out of tune again.
It's going
to
slip.
You have to... Boom. Yours
is
way off.
Third string again.
Bing. Oh, you're close. Bing.
Here is my third string.
Oh,
again.
You're close. You're. Bing. Bing. Keep turning it.
Here is my third string.
Boom.
Almost.
is my third string again.
Turn the knob. Bing. Bing.
Bing. Here is my third string again.
Okay, here's
here is my third string.
Bing. No.
Here is my third string again.
You pretty much have it right there.
What about
third string?
Bing.
Think I've got it?
Play it along with his when
here
he hits
is my
it again.
Third string again.
It's pretty much there.
Here is my
should I keep
fourth
going?
I would keep going, but you'll have to like bing. Oh wait,
here's my third string again.
Yeah. Oh my god.
It's a little off.
Is it?
A little bit, but it's kind of hard to like mine, I bet you was a little off too. I think you're a little high now. Yeah, you're a little high.
Here is my fourth string. Here is my third string again.
Watch, play it. Oh, you're a little higher. Just a little higher. So you need to turn it back the opposite way.
Here's my third string.
Oh, there you go.
Hit it.
Oh, there you go.
Perfect.
There you go, girl.
I got three strings tuned. This is easy. Well, it's easy, yet it's hard.
It's easy, but it's hard.
Like, it's easy to turn the knobs and stuff like that, but it's hard because you got to match the perfect note.
The pitch, yeah, because when they tell you to hit a certain note. Oh, man. Okay, so that fourth string.
Is that the top right? The very one to the
right?
It
is. I think it is. I think it is the top right. Is it doing anything? Whoops.
No, I'm not noticing it.
I'm wondering if that top right is turning that bottom string. Hit your bottom string. No, not the bottom string.
The top?
The top one.
No.
Well, is your string, which string is loosening when you hit that knob?
I don't feel any string loosening. Oh, it's the tight one tightening. The top one tightening. Okay. So I think it's the furthest one to the left.
The furthest one to the left does the fourth string.
Okay, let's try it.
What does your fourth string sound like? Can you?
Yep.
Here is my fourth string.
Okay, boom.
Here is my fourth string again.
Keep tuning it up. Keep tuning it up.
Here is my fourth string again.
Yeah, it's your
too high.
No, yours is too low. Watch.
Here is my fourth string again.
Yeah, it's too low.
It's my third string again.
Okay, wait. He's on his third string. So now he's going to go to his fourth string, and when he hits
here
it, play it.
Here is my fourth string.
Yeah, it's still out of tune. Still too low. Go up a little bit. Ooh.
Here is my fourth string again.
Play it. Yeah, it sounds like it's pretty good.
A little off, maybe a little too high.
Well, I'm not a professional, but it sounds like. Play it again.
Here is my fourth string again.
It sounds good.
Here is my fifth string.
Okay, get ready for string number five. Ready?
Yeah. Boy, that sound.
Bing.
Boom.
Here is my fifth string again.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Here's your fifth string.
Here is my fifth string.
Play it. Ooh, you went a little too high, I think.
My fifth string again. Really?
Wait.
My fifth string.
Go up a little bit more. Is that your fifth one?
Yeah.
Here is my fifth string.
Go up, up, up.
Here is my fifth string again. Here is my fifth string.
Yeah, keep going up.
Here is my fifth string again.
Keep going up.
Here is my fifth string.
Ooh, almost! Go up just a teensy bit.
Okay. Here is my fifth string.
Play it. Go up just a teensy bit, it sounds like.
Here is my fifth string again.
Ooh! It's a teensy bit now. Very teensy.
Okay, let's try it again.
Here is my fifth string again.
That sounds pretty good.
All right, one more string to go.
Oh, Zappa.
He's all happy. No licking at my feet, though, Zappa Doodle. One more string to go.
One more string to go. Now it's your last one. Ready?
Yep.
Here is my sixth string.
Okay, that's...
And here is my sixth string again. Sixth string.
Bring it up a bit more. Bring it up. It's kind of hard to hear. It's like way down in the depths of...
And here is my sixth string again.
Oh yeah, you're way down. Try it again.
And here is my sixth string again.
Yeah, go up.
And here is my sixth string again.
Play it. Oh, I think you went a little too high.
Let's try it again.
And here is my sixth string again.
Pretty good. Yeah, we pretty much...
Yeah. That was easy to tune. Easy yet hard. Like, that... it's easy to actually follow... Honestly, I think I can actually learn this instrument. I really do. Oh, thank you, Excedrin. You are a relief.
Now you should try making noises with your strings, like... he also teaches you like where the little fretboard is. That's how you make it, make the notes go up and down. It's those little, the little bumps on the neck where the strings rest against. Mm-hmm. You push your finger down on the string so that the string comes in contact with the board, but you don't do it on the actual bars. You do it on the little spaces in between the bars.
Okay. Kind of like the violin. The violin's pretty much the same thing. I actually took violin in fourth grade. They gave us a beginner course.
Oh.
And this kind of reminds me of the violin. Except you're not using a bow to go across.
You use a pick.
Yeah.
Or.
If I like this, I think I'm going to learn the violin again. Yeah, it'll be expensive, but I'll buy a violin and I'll actually get lessons.
A bow. You get a bow and...
Well, you buy the whole kit. It comes with the rosin, the case. I would actually go to a music store and buy it, though. Not Amazon. Is that... Let's see. Let me try to make this one sound. Wait. Let me see what sounds I can make with this.
Oop.
Okay. Wait, no. Playing it around the wrong area. Ooh, how about this? Wait, weird.
It is weird.
Ooh.
Ooh, you got something?
Ooh. This is giving me goosebumps. Well, that's pretty.
You need your pick. It'll be a little easier to play the strings with your pick.
True.
So, yeah, you just... Whatever string you play, you put your finger on that string on the fretboard and push it so that it comes in contact with it. Well, then guitar's going to be a little bit simpler for you. I've never played a violin.
I can help you with what gets stuck on. It's just, all of a sudden, that came back to me. I forgot all about that.
Wow.
Oh, that's pretty. Yeah, like sometimes.
So you should play. You should like freaking get your pick and play a string, and then slide your finger on the fretboard, and that's what makes it do the whole wow. Yeah. That almost sounded like a sitar. Boing boing boing.
It did. I know. I'm probably getting too close. Yeah. I'm getting too close to the body of the guitar. Let me get my pick. Now that we have this awesome thing tuned. Well,
thank you, Bill Brown. Yes.
Christian.
Yeah, Christian kind of helped me figure out the knobs and stuff, too. So now we get to tune Ashley's guitar over Anchor. We'll probably have to... It sounded like the guitar just rawr. It sounded like it roared.
Because I rubbed my hand over the string. Ooh.
It needs to be retuned, I think, a little bit, but I think so does mine.
As we play it, I think it'll... Yeah. Oh, God, I'm going to mess around with this thing now. Anchor, I used to be very self-conscious. I used to even think guitar was like I wouldn't be able to play it. I was always... I don't know. And Melissa's encouraging is what helped me...
Get over it,
and... Even tuning the guitar and messing around with it?
I never thought you'd do that a couple years ago when I met you.
Me neither. Even a month ago, I don't think I would have done it. But it's all the excitement cool. about you and me taking the class together, that really helps, for one.
Yeah, we're freaking crazy beginners over here, folks.
So we hold it with the triangle, like the...
The pointy white. Part is going to be the part that you strum with.
Got it.
So you hold it on the wide part. And you'll notice how easier it is to hit the strings. Strike it with a pick.
Yeah.
You want to do it over that hole, too. Because that's the best place to hit the string with a pick.
I had a substitute teacher once who had a guitar, but it had no body.
Ew.
Actually, it sounded very pretty. Might have been a modern day, or not modern day, but like a old style ukulele. Okay, let's try something. Let's just...
See how much easier it is?
I ended up strumming the wrong one.
Whoops.
I like it when some songs, when they end with this little, I think they hit all six chords, they're like.
Oh, wow.
Cool. Little ominous.
I think it's like, tune me.
Yeah, a little bit more out of tune. I noticed that.
Yeah. You have to retune it again. Morning. I don't know what she hit the earlier a few minutes ago, but it sounded like a sitar. Those things that they play
it was
in India.
Bottom key or boing, the bottom boing, boing, boing. Hey, Jeremy, what's up?
As she's got her guitar and her pick, everybody look out.
Watch out.
She'll be in front of the freaking bathroom door playing Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer while you're showering. Uh-oh. Jeremy's like, no! By the way, Anchor, he hates that song.
You won't be playing that song because you won't have a guitar.
Oh, yes, I will.
Oh! You forget. So, rawr. She can make her guitar rawr.
Yep, so. Rawr. I meant to do, so. Rawr. Boing, boom. Boing. You know what? My cousin had a friend, one of his best friends in Glendale. He had a guitar. He was a beginner as well. I think he said he got his off of Amazon, too. I think it was the same company, but he bought a better case. He had the natural one.
One of these days, we are getting a better case, girl.
Next month.
Yeah.
I honestly want to take a trip to Guitar Center. I want to see if we can get a ride down there, though.
Yeah.
Take our guitars with us.
Yup. You know,
I don't know.
It's just going Mm-hmm. Go look at some guitar cases.
Almost gone.
I'm gonna get you some
lights. Huh?
I took some about 20 minutes.
I think she's having fun with her guitar, and that'll.
Oh crap!
Oh no! What happened?
My pick fell in the hole.
Oh no!
Oh, no. Jeremy.
That has never happened to me.
Uh oh.
No
crap.
Oh.
In there.
Oh shit.
I need something with a hook.
What about a crochet hook?
Or not a crochet.
I'm trying to think. Oh my god. Something Lucy would do.
I know! What the freak?
You want to see if I can get it out?
No.
Oh shit.
I just don't want to break the strings. Pardon me. You're almost... Wait.
Oh crap.
This is funny yet it's not.
It's funny yet frustrating.
And a little scary because that's my pick.
What? She's going to go play the guitar with her fingers and it's going to jingle. It's going to make a weird noise because the pick is stuck inside.
No. I got you.
I will have you, she says. I've got a guitar to pick with you.
Whoa!
Remember, you know how people always say, I've got a bone to pick with you? I've got a guitar to pick with you. Hee hee hee. Literally.
Oh,
no.
Got it.
Oh, crisis averted.
Ow! I'm so sorry. Ow! I'm so sorry. Ow! I hit my chin.
Ow!
Oh, I hit his. Was it your leg?
The side of my butt.
I'm so sorry. What is it already 10?
Yep, it's already 10.
Oh my god! Wow.
She could be hitting the side of your butt. Let's just hope nothing happens. Well.
Oh. Why don't I have that spicy pizza?
You know what would be fun to learn?
What?
My favorite Dixie Chicks song is Goodbye Earl.
Ooh.
Fun. And then Gunpowder and Lead. You guys, in Carillions, I'm going to use Vindictive Country Women.
Oh, yeah.
Shania Twain has a song. No, it's not Vindictive, but she has some music that I'd like to learn, too. She only plays acoustic.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I've heard some electric
guitarist. No, she has an electric guitarist in the band.
Oh, that's... Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I do want to learn some folk music, like from Colby Calais. Hers is like folk pop, or S.J. Tucker.
Ooh, yeah, S.J. Tucker would be good to play on that guitar. Mm-hmm. That Salad of Doom song?
That is played on an acoustic.
Oh, man. I should find Salad of Doom and I should put it in Anchor. In the...
Oh, it's funny. It is funny.
the salad. What is it called? Salad of doom? Salad of doom. Okay, Anchor. I'll end off the episode with Salad of Doom.
It'll be totally awesome.
Boing. Yeah, that needs that sounds like it needs to be retuned.
How you doing?
You turn a little knob. Turn the knobs that are on the bottom of the strings, but you don't want to mess with it once you get it
tuned. Christian was saying that it needs to settle.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened to my guitar. What's going on with Ashley's is exactly what happened to mine. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yesterday, the pitch pipes, I took mine out, and mine played the top three strings really well. The first three strings.
You hear this rustling, Anchor? This is a case.
It's a crappy plastic case.
Yeah, I love the guitar.
Yeah, the case is... Ugh.
Honestly, once we get better cases, it's still in the trash.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I actually wish we could meet up with the professor sooner.
I know. To show him the guitar.
Yeah, maybe he can take a look at it. You should send him an email, girl. Just give him a heads up that you have a dog, too.
Yep.
Okay, here's my pitch pipe. Jeremy, can you toss this?
Yes.
It's just a little plastic bag.
I kept my plastic bag so that you don't get any dust into the pitch pipe. Sorry, Anchor. Oh,
mine ripped.
Oh, it ripped. Okay. Yeah. Well, then, I don't think it's really going to matter.
And that was on Anchor.
And that...
Okay, let's try it.
That was just Ashley's guitar going way out of tune.
Let's try this. Whoa.
Yeah, like a harmonica.
That sounded cool. What's that? It's a pitch pipe. She reminds me of that movie Pitch Perfect. That's what they use. Let's see. Let's try all six.
Play in another hole.
Yep, that works.
Usually the three on that side work, but I don't know what it is, but the other three.
What's up? Amplified my headache a little bit.
Okay, try blowing on the other side.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Addie's like groaning like, Mom, do it naturally. Okay, let's try it again. On the other side.
No. Yeah, that's what happened to mine last night. I went to blow it, and it's like, like a freaking donkey. Donkey!
Oh, shit. Let's try that again.
I don't get.
Yeah, that sounded better. For the top string.
No, not the top one. The fourth one, I think.
Okay, not bad.
Okay, last one. That sounded like something from The Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Wah, wah, wah. Oh my god, now I actually want to learn how to play the harmonica. No, I'm serious. I can do it. Fuck. I kind of did it right now.
You can make some funny sounds with that freaking... You can make some really funny sounds with that pitch pipe.
I'm sorry.
Wah. I wonder what other sounds. Addie's coming over to me like, oh my god, get her to stop. Ugh. Get her to stop, she says. Oh, hey, Addie, tell Anchor you love your mom's guitar playing.
Okay, so it actually says what note is what on the pitch pipe. That was really cool. I'm not going to throw that away.
Oh no, keep it.
This is helpful.
If anything, it's helpful for you to make a bunch of weird noises.
It's kind of a stress reliever.
Yeah, like Christian even said, playing guitar is a stress reliever. I want to learn how to play it.
Me too. Really? Honestly, this class is, I'm really excited for the semester, Anchor. I'm taking a creative writing class, which is really going to help.
Oh, yeah, because the poetry section. Oh, I could just see you composing a song.
Actually, I could probably compose. compose a song to an entire story.
Yeah, but like I could see you writing a poem for your creative writing class, taking it and putting it into a song. Like once you learn how to play the chords. Now, okay, guys, I had mega trouble trying to play chords last night with my guitar, and it was mainly because the first and second strings, those really thin ones on the top, they're super close together. Like at the part where you play the frets, they're super, super close together. I can't even.
They're supposed to be.
I know, but like, I can't even get my fingers in there when they tell you to do first string, second or third fret, or whatever. I couldn't even get my freaking finger in there to do it, no matter what I tried. I can get it in there when the frets are a little higher, but.
Well, at the end of the Exorcist song, you'll actually hear them do. Wait, no, not that. You'll hear them go.
Yeah, ooh. There's a demon in that song. No.
Yeah, you'll hear them go.
Ooh, that sounded very demonic.
I hear that, like, at the end of it, at the end of Tubular Bells. You'll hear it.
I love Tubular Bells.
It's fun to learn on this guitar.
That's meant for piano, actually.
But still. I'm sure I could learn it. So, rawr.
Rawr. Rawr.
You okay, Jeremy?
Yes, I'm fine.
Really happy.
Let's see you make some more magic on that pitch pipe.
Let's see if I can tune my guitar using the pitch pipe.
Good luck.
I'm gonna try it.
What's a pitch pipe?
Imagine like a harmonica.
Sort of, yeah. You know what? I should go get my guitar and show him my pitch pipe.
It's a far precious.
It helps you tune your guitar.
Oh.
Not just that. A lot of choir directors are.
Yeah.
God, it would be. Oh man, I'm actually considering taking singing lessons one semester.
You should.
I'm really thinking about it.
Like even do chamber singers because you'll be in a choir. You don't have to be solo.
Well, I was thinking voice, because that would get me
a little bit more confident.
Yeah, and that's beginning music.
What would I end up in if I were to,
if you were to be a...
You could always take piano.
You could take piano in the fall.
And then you could always take voice.
Mm-hmm.
What would I be? Chamber singer or what?
Voice.
No, you'd be in voice.
Yeah.
But eventually, once you're confident with your singing and once you can hit the right notes, both of you could go into chamber singers. Like, I could see you, Ashley. I could see you as an alto.
Really?
What could you see me as, baby?
Either an alto or a tenor.
I don't know why, but I could see him as a tenor.
You know, I'll be honest with you, baby. After you talking to me last night, it really got me to thinking, you know, about a lot of stuff, and I'm going to do it. All right.
Yep. So, you want to decorate your pick?
Mm-hmm. Just don't put it in the hole of the guitar.
Oh, God, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah, that's why. Hold on to that pick like it's nobody's business.
Exactly.
Like, hold on to that pick like it's your baby.
Too bad they don't have any cases for those.
They do. Well, for the...
You they mean do for have the... pick cases, actually.
Really?
They do.
Oh, wow.
I'd like to get one.
We should look at Guitar Center.
I've never seen a guitar pick this big. Never.
What's it feel like?
I think because it's a beginner set.
It feels like this here. It's just a plastic.
You should show him your pitch pipe.
Oh, you want to feel the pitch pipe?
Yeah. This feels like a little...
It's just a hunk of plastic. It reminds me of a tri-quetcher.
Oh, what?
Celtic knot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, this feels like a little used to have like blowers and things.
You blow on those little mouthpieces, those little holes.
Oh.
Try it. Good job.
You can also learn the harmonica, Jeremy. Think you can see him playing that?
He can try. Zappa's wagging his tail for you. He He's cheering you on. Now try the other. See what I mean? I can't get those low notes to play on those pitch but. Is this thing on? Feedback. No, I'm just kidding.
No. That sounded like a... That sounded like an elk. That sounded like an elk.
I'm trying to sit down and all of a sudden...
Ronald, when did you come into the room?
Try playing it again, Jeremy. Okay, stop!
I think you were covering one of them.
Here, let me see it. Let me see. Let's see what funny noises we can make with pitch pipes. Girl.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't do that.
I am like ready to fucking learn.
I shouldn't do that, you guys.
You have your guitar on, Zappa.
I was slipped and fell on him.
Come here. Give you a hug. Come here.
Addie's in my arms. She's like, get mom to play real music, not this. Addie, you know what? We're both just practicing, baby girl. We're both of our guitars sound that way. Ooh, bless you.
You said one of them said I'm like the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, that little pipe thing that she blew. She blew this little really shaky note. So I was like, whoa.
I was laughing.
That's why. That's the funny part about it.
I know.
I have that song. I've got the thing.
Okay, let me see how I feel playing it on the floor.
I liked it on the floor better, to be honest with you.
She says you're supposed to hold it up.
You're supposed to hold it on its side where the strings are facing away from you.
Oh, I get it. I get it. That actually feels a little weird, but a little right.
And remember, the neck has to be on the left.
How do you hold the neck, though? Like, hold the neck in the palm of your hand?
No, well, you're going to be working the frets with your... So you would hold it. And then your left hand is going to be working the frets.
I know. Well, actually, yeah, my palm is
going to
be facing up, though, right?
I think it is. Yeah, it is.
So I've seen guitar players do that.
You know what I'd like to find out? If a guitar string gets broken, how do you fix it?
It comes with extra guitar strings. So honestly, in that case, I would take it to Guitar Center and have them restring the whole guitar.
They'd probably charge you an arm and a leg for that.
Yeah, $50. But I'd rather have a professional do something like that. I wouldn't want to break the instrument.
I saw that on a TV episode of a TV show once.
Stop slipping.
Somebody tried to fix a guitar. And...
Yeah, you got to be careful because if you tighten the strings too tight, they will snap. Eventually, they do wear out.
That's what I was trying to prevent earlier.
Well, no, they eventually will wear out, and we eventually will have to get our new strings reattached.
What about a piano? What about that?
Well, those last a little bit longer.
They don't take as much maintenance, though.
Oh, piano tuners actually make a shit ton of money. Because they have to actually go back there and get each little string.
True.
Okay, and remember, there's 88 keys.
Ugh.
88 strings.
Fucking intense.
Yeah, piano tuners make a crap load of money.
No, you know.
With guitars, it's only 6 strings. Doom, 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 doom. All done.
Anyway, if I want to take singing lessons, I'm not going to go to Braille.
No, you can go.
Go to the college.
College. I'm trying to think. Jeremy, there is a way you can get like a certificate in music.
Ooh.
And each... music class is 2 units.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could get a certificate in
music. We should look at that. We should look at that for him.
I'm going to help you look into that, Jeremy. If so, I can... If we can orient your schedule around my schedule or orient my schedule around yours, we'll make it work. Yeah. We'll do what Melissa and I did.
I'm willing to do it.
And I'll take you to class.
I'm willing to do it because, listen,
I mean, I don't want to tell Cyan that, you know, you're with us, because that's really going
to... And if I can't take you to class, call security. They'll help you.
Yeah, well, I'll give you the security number.
After talking to me, I said they really, you know, boosted some of my confidence.
Good.
Jeremy, they even have, I think they even have classes on doing voiceover work.
One thing at a time.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like, I would take one class a semester. That way you could devote your whole entire time to that class. Like, honestly, if it were me, I would start off with piano, if that were you. Like, you know, piano is a good...
Piano and then singing and then go from there.
Well, they have more than one piano. They have piano one, piano two.
Piano one and piano two, I think. I think
they have piano three.
Oh, they do? Mm-hmm. Nice. So I would do piano classes, babe.
Start off with those.
And then once you complete it, then you can start playing at recitals and stuff.
Yeah.
Could you say that, my love?
Oh, my God. You'd be great at recitals.
Yeah, I bet you anything that my parents would be there. I know they would.
Off my foot.
You know. Zappa, come over here, baby. You want a belly rub?
His paw was just, like, on my foot. And my foot's a little sensitive today. Thanks to the damn humidity.
Humidity. Sounds like your guitar needs to be retuned.
It does.
That's a pretty big guitar.
They're supposed to be this big. Oh god, a mini guitar for a kid? That would be cute.
It would be cute, but man, that'd be a...
Actually, when I saw this, I thought it was at first. And then I watched the video. Nope.
I've seen a guitar for kids. Bing. With a pick and everything. Remember, I said you could be a modern-day...
I feel like for me, it's easier to tune it with the pick.
Remember, I said you could be a modern-day David Johnston. David Johnston does electric. He doesn't do... Well, I've seen him do acoustic sometimes,
I know...
I'm kidding.
For me, it would be a modern-day Loretta Lynn. I don't know.
Our cousins play guitar. They're multi-talented.
Guitar.
Okay, stupid headache. Continue to go away. You would think that the music, that the tuning of the guitar would actually aggravate it.
But it's actually soothing, isn't it?
Come on, it gorgeous. Is. Well, plus the Excedrin. If I didn't take the pill, girl, or the medicine, I would be like, not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta think we gotta call this the piece.
The episode.
Let's see.
Yeah, I should probably go get my guitar.
Well, we need to get these lovely labs on their beds.
Yes, we do. Addie, let's go.
Addie, girl, let's go.
Addie, let's go.
Princess, I don't feel like being repetitive today.
Go on your bed. Zappa, you too, honey.
Go to bed, Addie.
Zappa, come on, baby. Over here, on your bed. Zappa! Come on.
Addie, go lay down.
Okay, Anchor, we're going to recalibrate our guitars. I'm going to go get mine. So, we'll retune our guitars.
You guys play Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Neither of you will have your guitars.
Oh, yes, we will.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. You can say there's no such thing as Santa.
Help, help, help.
Okay. Come on, Zappa. Let's go. Come on, Zappa. Let's go. Okay, Anchor Villains. Zappa. Zappa. Come on, buddy. On your bed. On your doggy bed. Right here. Good boy. Lay down. Lay down. Oh, no fuffing. Okay, well, Anchor, we love you, except for Zappa right now. He's just very unhappy.
He's been in a funky mood.
Well, it's because he's been having to take antibiotics. I wonder if they're doing something to his stomach.
And I reminded him of it today.
Oh, I know.
He's been, like, irritated with me since then.
Yeah, because I've had Ashley remind me to give him his antibiotics. Zappa, unfortunately, has a bladder infection, so everybody keep him in your prayers. I'm sure he will. So, anyway, Anchor, We love you, and I'll try to find that salad of doom right now, and I'll publish the episode, okay? Okay, bye.